This is Karen Lyle from Salesport Talk here in the British Virgin Islands at Virgin Gorda, sitting on our boat Seascape. Our neighbor is from Kentucky, and Ben Fusenegger. How are you doing today, Ben?
Life can't be better.
So you're here sailing in the BVI, but you're from Kentucky.
I am. It's very similar to the BVI. You don't need shoes to go out to play.
I like it.
Yeah, it's very similar. All the sailors are very friendly, welcoming. It's just like home.
How's the racing there in Kentucky?
I wish we could say we race every week, but due to the heavy rains this spring, it's kind of toned down our racing events every Wednesday, just like everyone else. Our beer can races had been limited to 3 this year, so that's why we decided we better go on down to where we know we get what we expect down in the BVS.
And what's the name of your boat back in Kentucky?
You always wanted to, being a Kentucky guy, you always want that Kentucky woman, so I named her Bluegrass Belle.
The boat is your woman, I got it.
That's right. Now you're starting to understand sailing.
So what you got planned for the next day?
Well, you know, back home, we just love that upside-down burger with an egg on the bottom of the burger. That's always good, but tomorrow we're going up to Anegada, and we're going to try the lobster. It's world famous. I'm just hoping they let me wash dishes for the price of that lobster. I'm about ready to buy tomorrow. That would save me some money, hopefully.
Well, it's really great to have you on the show. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you. Y'all come back now, you hear?
This is Karen Lyle with Salesport Talk, and I am talking to our lovely chef, Mayumi Fujio, who has been preparing meals on our trip in the British Virgin Islands. How are you doing, Mayumi?
I'm brilliant. Thank you very much.
And one of the things I was really intrigued with is that when we were having a sandwich on the boat and we're out there in the 25 knots of wind, you had prepared something with mushrooms, and they were mushrooms that you actually hunted. Can you tell us about that?
That was black trumpet tapenade. It's actually not my creation. It's my best friend, Chad Hyatt. He's recently published a book about mushroom cooking, but I actually tweaked a little bit so that it's not so sweet. It's about black trumpet that I hunted in the Bay Area, and I cooked it with fennel and vinegar and onion and a little bit of sugar, and I blended into a paste, and I made into a spread so that you can spread it on bread.
And then also we had pancakes with candy cap mushroom sauce that tasted very much like maple syrup. Tell us about that.
That's right. So I made the pancake with sourdough, which is from San Francisco, sourdough pancake. And the syrup, I didn't want to buy a $14 maple syrup here, so I brought my candy cap powder, which I hunted in the Bay Area. It's a little brown mushroom that smells like maple syrup when it's dried, and then I make it into a syrup out of that.
Well, the awesome thing was that that could go through customs.
They inspected my bag, totally.
Well, thank you so much, Mayumi, for coming on the show and for the marvelous food for this trip.
Thank you for this opportunity.
All right, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. A little Christopher Cross there. Chris Cross, applesauce. Nice to have you with us. It is Tuesday. That means it's time for Salesport Talk. Our guest, Karen Lyle, is always next to me in studio, except for today, because as you might have heard there during our commercial break, she is down in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Are you on shore or are you on your actual boat right now, Karen?
Sitting on my yacht with my 3 sailor friends, and we're all just chilling here. Nice, beautiful trade wind breeze coming through the boat. We just arrived just right before I gave you a call.
So, how does it work? Do you sail your boat from San Francisco to the Virgin Islands, or do you ship it there, or do you rent one down there? What do you do?
We do something called a bare boat charter, and what that means is that we charter the boat, or basically lease it, for the period of time we're here, for 10 days. And we are, my friend Michael Arntz is the captain, and I'm the first mate. And then we have Tom Harrison here, who's crew, and Mayumi Fujio, who you just heard, who is our chef. And so we're just going from island to island today. Well, today and every day that we're out here.
Any acts of piracy yet?
Well, you know, the piracy was a long, long time ago. They actually they have a channel up here called Sir Francis Drake Channel, and it goes through, there's islands on either side of it. We usually are sailing up and down this channel, popping in and out of different islands. But one of the locals told me this little story. He said, you know, when the pirates were here, they would like go over to Beef Island, and that's where they would steal their beef, and then they go over to Salt Island, and that's where they got the salt.
I was just kidding.
So there. Well, actually, that's what there were pirates here a long, long time ago.
Right. Well, long time ago. Yes.
That's right. But no, not any pirates now.
Okay.
I don't think I've had anything stolen from my boat in the 7 years we've been coming. So.
You know, it's interesting. I actually looked up flotsam and jetsam, and those are important terms as far as nautical property claims, because flotsam is stuff that you throw overboard, and anybody can claim, or no, flotsam is stuff that drops overboard, and so you can't claim it. Jetsam is short for jettison. That's when you throw stuff over, and that can be claimed if it's found in the water. Have you flotted or jetted anything?
Everything has stayed on the boat. But, you know, a couple years ago, we had the hurricanes that were here. And so we've been coming every year. We came before the hurricane, and then last year we came right after the hurricane, you know, maybe a few months into the good season, of course. And there was a lot of debris, you know, from the hurricane, because especially in Virgin Gorda. And, you know, there the eye of the hurricane set into that area. And I talked to the guy who was filling up my water today, and I said, "Hey, you know, were you in the hurricane? Were you here when it happened?" And he said, "Yeah, I was here with my mom, and we were in the house, and she was crying." She says, "We evacuated before the eye of the storm happened, but we watched our house get blown away." And we came after the hurricane when everybody was rebuilding, and so last year there was a lot of debris in different places. But now they've done a marvelous job of cleaning up the debris. They have Leverett Bay over in Virgin Gorda is fully operational. It was operational last year, but, you know, it's just absolutely beautiful. You can see the people and the area is recovering, and you can see the, you know, and we also go snorkeling, too. If, you know, do you snorkel, Rick? Have you done that before?
I tried it once in Hanama Bay on Oahu in 1987. That was it.
That was it?
That was it.
Did you like it?
I liked it, except for the brutal sunburn on my back. We're speaking with Karen Lyle down in the British Islands. Tell us about, I see written here, Trellis Bay Full Moon Festal of Spart. What is Festal of Spart?
Well, it's festival, and I think that perhaps my I'm 3 hours ahead of you, so when I wrote up that little thing, it was like maybe 12 o'clock at night. Maybe I've had a few drinks, maybe I spelled it wrong.
Oh.
As possible.
Well, what is sail nining? It says sail number 9 ng. Is that kind of like the way the kids write it now, sail nining?
Well, we're going to the Trellis Bay Full Moon Festival, and so we just pulled into a mooring. And so the way this works is that once you leave the dock, we left at Tortola, and we first went across the bay to a place called Norman Island, which is not too far. And about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we arrived there. And there's a famous boat that got destroyed in the hurricane, but they replaced it. It's called the Willie Tees, and it's one of those places, is a party place, you know, the party places, and a lot of the sailors come in there, and, you know, people will, yep, they do strip off their clothes and jump off the back. Now, that's not really my thing, but, you know, that's part of what the Willie Tees is all about, you know, they have people who like to adventure in that way. But in the bay, it's really quiet, and everybody's on their own boat kind of enjoying their own experience, unless they want to go up and enjoy someone else's experience, like the bar at Willie Tees. So we were coming up from Willie Tees to, we were planning on coming up to Virgin Gorda, and I was calling in for the weather. And so one of the important things for all the sailors out there is that they don't have the VHF station out yet. So the weather report that we're getting is from the radio station that has a weather report every hour. So I'm calling into the office, and asking what the weather report, and they're saying, oh, it's going to be 5 to 15 knots. And at that very moment, we had like a little squall, and it was 25 to 20, 30 knots. And so, we're, you know, I'm calling in to get the weather report. They don't have the current most weather. But, you know, the thing about the squalls up here is when the weather's good, you're not in hurricane season. You might get a little thing. It comes through from maybe about, I don't know, how was that, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that. And then it's gone. And then the weather was just back to, you know, your ordinary 15 to 20 knots, and we just had a really pleasant sail on up here. Now I forgot what your question was, Rick.
That's okay.
They called back in.
We're speaking with Karen.
The Trellis Full Moon Festival, that's what it is. Go ahead and give your call.
Yes, we're speaking with Karen Lyle, SailSport Talk. She's in the U.S. Virgin Islands. So,
I might correct that. We are in the British Virgin Islands, and although we did fly into the U.S. Virgin Islands, we took the Roadtown fast ferry over to the British side, so we're over here in the other side.
You know, it's funny because the U.S. Virgin Islands, you know, I think most of us have heard of St. Thomas and St. Croix and St. John, but the British Virgin Islands, and you think about Tortola and Virgin Gorda, Jost Van Dyke, Anegada, we don't hear about those as much. Is that because we're Americans or they're just not as well known?
Well, sailors know about it because there's really, and both the U.S. Virgin Islands and the British Virgin Islands are very popular. And so as sailors, we actually really love it over here. But sometimes you go back and forth between the islands. They're very close together. And there's like a little app that the Custom Border Patrol has now for the U.S. called CBP Roam. And so you can load in the Coast Guard certification and all the passports of your passengers and actually pop from Jost Van Dyke, which is in the British Virgin Islands, over to St. John, which is in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and it's only about an hour sail away, so it's very, very close. And you can just call in and have your interview for customs on the telephone from the boat. That's just something really new. They just started last year, and we did it last year, and it was just awesome. And Watermelon Bay, actually, in the St. John, was not hit by the hurricane, and it was all of the flora and fauna was still there, and you know, intact and beautiful, and it was really beautiful over there in the USVI. And then we just hopped back over to the British Virgin Islands and back to check in the customs over here. So if you're going between the two, which oftentimes people do, you're just checking in and out of customs of the two different countries, but they're so close.
You know, I was looking at Tortola, and they have a beautiful place called Sage Mountain Park. They have a place called Fat Hogs Bay, which I guess is like their Bay of Pigs. They have their airport on something called Beef Island.
And we're actually in Trellis Bay right now, which is on Beef Island, right? It's the bay in Beef Island, if you look at the map there. And that's where they're having the Full Moon Festival. And we haven't actually been here at this time of year, but they're going to have, quite a party here later on today. And we're planning on checking it out and seeing what it's all about.
So how cool is it if you just say, you know, I want to go to Mosquito Island or Prickly Pear Island or Virgin Gorda? Are there just docks that are ready to receive you? Do you have to call ahead? Do you have to have like a docking fee? How free is it?
Well, there's two different ways you can go. I mean, one of the things you do is you rely on your charter company to give you instructions about what's been happening since the last year you were here. Because they'll be able to tell us, we can't have you going in there because maybe there's some, you know, construction over the lines that are going through the water or whatever. Or they'll give us all of the latest instruction about where we can and can't go. But some of the places, like I think Salt Island, a couple of years ago, it's a beautiful little beach there. Some of the places are national parks, and so you can't, like Monkey Point on the dogs. You see there's Great Dog and George Dog. Some really fantastic snorkeling there, just amazing sea life. But you can only stay for a period of time, usually about 90 minutes. So you come in and you catch a mooring ball, and a mooring ball is just this big floating, you know, ball that is anchored to the bottom of the ocean, and it's something that you catch on like a little line. It has an eye on it, and you thread through that eye your rope, which we call line, attached to the boat, and then you secure it on the boat, and so now you're just hanging off that line, and the boat kind of goes in an arc and just slowly travels back and forth from one side to the other, and there you are secured, and then you dive off the back of the boat, and go snorkeling, and then come back to the boat and pick up the anchor, and or if it's a mooring, you undo the lines. If you anchored, you pick up the anchor, and then you go off to the next island.
We just have about a minute left. We just have about a minute left. One final question. Is there sort of, how much is there, as I would say, compared to like a National Park Service to make sure that, rich people don't come in and ruin the natural beauty? Because there are a lot of resorts, but how much do they sort of make sure they keep things as austere as they can?
Well, the British Virgin Islands is very good about this. There's two factors. One is that they have national parks, and those national parks are just like ours. They're preserved for the people to enjoy. And the second is that they have belonger status, which means that people who were born on the islands and lived on the islands actually have priority in being able to buy real estate. And somebody coming in from the outside can't just come in and buy up, an island or house easily. So they're really preserving the natural flavor of the community of the islands and keeping it as a truly marvelous and beautiful place to snorkel, dive, and sail, and just enjoy the good life and the good people.
That's Karen Lyle, SailSport Talk, live from the British Virgin Islands. Karen, you got the life of Riley. We're all jealous. We wish we were there, so have fun, and we'll see you when you get back.
Okay, I'll see you next week.
I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.